Item 2, from the Director of County Economic Development and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, submitting an informational update on the Watertown Plank Road Interstate 45 Road Construction Project. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Please identify yourself.
My name is David Cialdini. I'm with Milwaukee County Economic Development. To my right is Mr. Kurt
Flurl
with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He is here to speak on the progress of the Watertown Plank Road construction project.
And while we're getting our computer set up, Alexis, maybe you can help me with that. Okay.
Yeah, what you've got is a handout. Just I might refer to this as the first page, or this page kind of goes through what's I guess the big picture items to focus on for the next year, I guess, is impacts to 45 and Watertown Plank. Thanks for letting the department come and present a status update on Watertown Plank Road, the interchange and the roadway. I'm a project manager in our construction group, one of two or three. Project, it's a let cost of $66.8 million. For perspective, there's about 177,000 vehicles that use Highway 45 at Watertown Plank every day, a little more than 20,000, and these are current volumes, 20,000 vehicles on Watertown Plank Road every day. You can see a picture. That's what we're building. It's a free-flow service interchange, 8 new bridges at 45, 8 lanes on US 45, 6 lanes on Watertown Plank Road, and a pedestrian bridge in addition to numerous retaining walls and storm sewer and go on and on. Project let September 10th. Begin construction early mid-October. We gave a notice to proceed to our contractor on the 14th, 2 weeks ago. They started, I think, on the 15th of October. If you've been out there, you've seen that there's been clearing taking place. It began last week. Erosion control's in place. We've actually begun grading on the northeast quadrant next to the Parks Department. We've done some other work as well. So stage 1A, fall of 13, northbound entrance to 45 closes. That closed on the 12th of October. Connell Connection, which is on the backside of Behavior Health, that construction is underway. It's a temporary connection from Connell to Behavior Health to allow backdoor access to the various entities, CESA School, St. Charles, UW Extension, I guess on the western side of Behavior Health. Frontage road construction in front of Behavior Health, that will begin in about a week to 2 weeks next week. We're in the process of doing temporary payments on 87th and 92nd. Temp signals will be going in. And then obviously the Swan Boulevard and Discovery Parkway. You heard the city's update, I believe, on Discovery Parkway, or perhaps Supervisor Schmidt identified the Discovery's now open. With regards to Swan Boulevard as it relates to Watertown Plank and a detour, Swan Boulevard is on schedule. The new relocated Swan Boulevard that's somewhat severed the DPW facilities north of Watertown Plank will be open before the end of the year, late December. Stage 1B, 2A, and this is January to June. The big impacts, Watertown Plank Road closes between Innovation Drive and Discovery Parkway. US Highway 45 access is closed. The southbound exit to Watertown Plank to go west only is open, and that's open until July. In this stage, we build temporary pavements, build the westbound lanes on Watertown Plank Road, build a pedestrian bridge over Watertown Plank. That right now, depending on utility impacts, is to be completed as far as the portion over Watertown Plank between Ronald McDonald House and the Children's Hospital parking structure. That's to be completed by mid-July, just the portion over. Touchdown ramps, the ramps coming from that parking or the pedestrian bridge to meet down to Watertown Plank are complete in late November. The other stages, stage 2B, next July through September, all Highway 45 access is closed. We build eastbound lanes on Watertown. Stage 3A, we complete all the lanes on Watertown Plank Road, 87th and 97th Street connections. All eastbound and westbound lanes on Watertown Plank, including underneath 45, are to open in early November next year. Stage 3B and 4, the U.S. Highway 45 ramp connections, those are complete by mid-December. This kind of just gives you a picture of what we're talking about. If you look, we are in, this is the Connell connection right here. Behavior Health is here. This was graded last week. I'd like to compliment the folks at Behavior Health working with the department on a bus turnaround access here. Positive, we relocated a bus stop, which would be on our detour route coming off of Discovery in January. And rather than have pedestrians cross Watertown Plank at this location, they work with us, and we found alternate means to route buses through the backside of Behavior Health. It's a positive safety for the project, safety for pedestrians, and we kind of work together. So this was graded. This hasn't been paved as far as the bus turnaround, but we will have safe bus access, pedestrian access on the backside of the building. But again, Connell connection is made, and I talked about the frontage road construction. If you've been out there, Parks is right here. Excuse me. There's a frontage road. I've got another picture that might better represent it, but there's a frontage road that gets built between 97th, 95th, and across the parking, I guess, reconstruction of the parking in front of Behavior Health. That there's utility relocations that are taking place right now, some chilled water abandonment that has to take place. I believe Milwaukee County Water is done with their water relocations across, crossing Watertown Plank. Primarily, We Energy's electric is a new conduit duct package that has to run through this parking lot. But this is all work that has to get done by next March. Understanding the availability of asphalt in January and February, it has to get done this next month. So we've been working closely with all the folks at Behavior Health, Lynn Graham, John Skiba, just to try to facilitate maintaining the parking here, and as well as maintaining access to those tenants on the south side of the road. The pedestrian structure I mentioned, Ronald McDonald House is right here, Children's Hospital parking structure is right here. This is the location where that pedestrian structure is getting placed. We've excavated the north stair tower. We've driven pile, probably about half the pile are driven out just for that stair tower. And then there's a meeting right now to work through some relocation of some fiber optic lines next to the Children's Hospital parking structure. So that work has already begun as well. And the other work that I referenced is clearing. All the clearing primarily is near complete as far as the work, next to the Innovation Park here. Again, this is the northeast quadrant of Watertown Plank. So most of our clearing's done. Contractors actually begun these grading operations last week. This just goes through some of the staging. This is stage 1A, kind of as I referenced. This is Watertown. We talked about the Connell connection. The frontage roads are here. They probably show up better in this picture. This is our stage in January. Actually, Watertown Plank at this point is closed. Swan's available as a detour route. We are working on the westbound lanes. Traffic, bidirectional traffic, is pushed onto the eastbound roadway. And it's not shown here. We do have northbound east to the east only access until about March, and this is somewhat tied to a date for opening and or closing a ramp at 84th Street. And at this point, off of Innovation, we do have access to Children's Court coming through here. We've tried to work with the folks at Research Park and Children's Court on perhaps alternate access through their overflow parking that would, again, take pedestrians and those vehicles out of our construction zone and maybe allow them to traverse through. We're still working through that issue. Typical section, we've got one lane in each direction, turn lanes at the intersections. This is later staging. In this stage, we actually build the eastbound roadway. Traffic's on the westbound. Still, Swan and Discovery are used as detours. You can see where we move traffic to the new northbound roadway on 45. So this is next July till October, August. Mid-August, we kind of complete work on 45, and then big picture is we open up Watertown Plank through access late October, early November next year. We complete the ramp access at the service interchange. I talked about the pedestrian bridge. That's already underway. We've got restrictions on 89th Street coming off of Watertown Plank into Children's Hospital, that Connell connection, I guess, maintaining their deliveries. We've met with basically all the entities across the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Blood Center, the WAC, Frederick Sports Medicine, Behavior Health, the CESA, UW Extension.
WAC?
I'm sorry, Wisconsin Athletic Club. They're a tenant within that building on the...
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Where the daycare is.
Exactly. I think that's... You've got the handouts. We're giving a week, 3 week look ahead to just about every tenant that's out there so they know exactly what we're doing and when we're doing it. So this is a positive that there aren't any, there's no confusion about where we're working. If we have to, we pick up the phone, we talk to these people. Obviously, there's more intensive coordination for some of the parking impacts and/or access impacts. And again, Frederick Sports Medicine is a good one where we'll have to maintain some temporary access to the west of 87th Street just to keep them in business. This just represents utilities. There's a pet structure that's underway. So I talked about the North Stair Tower. So this excavation is complete in front of Ronald McDonald, and we're about half driven out with the foundation or the piling for the foundation. That's the updates. But I think the big picture is that, we closed the northbound entrance to 45. And come January, we close the through access on Watertown Plank underneath 45. Our detour is available on Swan and Discovery. At the same point, we lose access to southbound 45. We only get access from southbound 45 to the west. And then depending on what happens at 84th Street, an alternate access from I-94 from Waukesha County to MRMC, we may close the northbound exit to Watertown Plank sooner. It's going to fall somewhere between January and March. One little nuance with the access, we're trying to maintain some Sheriff's Department access from their substation off of Watertown Plank Road to southbound 45. We're still, it's in process.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know Supervisor Mayo, your committee had a full update on the whole zoo interchange, so. This is specifically on the research park and the county grounds and so on. Supervisor Schmidt?
I do have one question. Could you please go back to the first slide you had about McDonald and that area, please? Question on that. Before that. Give me a hard time. You got to go back to the beginning.
I'm debating to bring up an aerial that might show it better, but is this the slide?
That's in the far right side. You're talking about Ronald McDonald, that area in there where there's so much going on. I just was talking to American Transmission Company people, corporation people. Mic gun. There's been a lot of coordination, as you've heard Kurt talk about, with the research park and with all the private group members, the hospitals, et cetera. It's taken a lot of coordination, obviously, with the closings and everything else. But now, the complicating factor, and, you know, I was a pain in the neck on all these meetings because I always would ask, well, when you're ripping up the road, are we doing the infrastructure and the sewers and everything at the same time as we're opening up? Because we've all seen cases, unfortunately, in our municipalities where, you know, this month they're doing the sewers, and then three months later they come back and do the curbs, and then the businesses are shut down again. It's not the case with the DOT. They've really done a terrific job, and of course I get complaints daily almost about all the traffic problems and what's going on. I mean, it's a massive thing. Anybody been out in that area, you know what I'm talking about. It's terrible, and Blue Mountain and everything else, but most of those things are going to be done, and the headaches will be on the freeway come 2015. My question is, with American Transmission Lines and that, are the coordination with them, they're telling me, of course, they're working on easements from Milwaukee County, but they're going to be doing some lines with Ronald McDonald and coming in there, too, where the power center is. What's the coordination going on there? Are you familiar with their timeline, too?
Yeah, they're about 2-3 weeks out yet, so the...
I can need another complicating factor here, but that's what is going on.
No, it's planned, put it that way. We've had meetings with all the utilities, We Energies, sure. ATC, all the various communication entities. for the last 3 months as far as coordinating their work within, you know, I guess shared lane closures, if you want to call it that, on Watertown Plank. And right now, ATC, they're in this location. Mm-hmm. They're going to come back to this location, literally right where that cursor is. And if you've been out there, they've done their work in the eastbound direction. They're kind of crossing over right at Discovery Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
That work's going to be done overnight. They're going to be able to maintain access to Discovery, and then they're going to cut across the westbound roadway to gain access to the power plant at that location. So it's, I guess you could say it's planned. They're on schedule. They're to be complete by early December, first week of December, and that's still maintained. So it's...
Well, I think you've done an exemplary job with all the problems there. I mean, I think the DOT is under a lot of pressure. I think you're doing 2 years in 1 year. You're doing a lot of that now with the funding that you have and stuff. And I think as necessity, you've met with all the different stakeholders here, and I think that's really been a work of emphasis, and you needed to do that. And you're telling me that the coordination ATC is at a similar level. Are you satisfied with how that's coming about then too?
Yeah, definitely. I'll.
I could talk to you more privately on that.
I don't want to say it's been difficult, but brought up the example of, and it wasn't ATC, but it's We Energies. And just for your perspective, location. This is the frontage road complex that we're going to be building across the next month in front of Behavior Health, or to the west of Behavior Health. Behavior Health is this location here. There's 95th and there's 97th. There are impacts to the project, and We Energies, it's difficult to see here, but they've got a duct package that runs through here, through this frontage road. It cuts across parking at Behavior Health, and I don't want to say it's been a problem, but delays in We Energies acquiring easements from Milwaukee mm-hmm. County are delaying mm-hmm. the work that we want to get going right now. I'm not blaming anybody. I realize that, you know, the jurisdictional offers for real estate acquisition came late. We're talking July. But at the same point, I'm bringing up that we need to work together to make sure this project, the big picture is making sure that we deliver this entire project. And we've got the same motivation, and we can reduce the impacts to behavior health parking if we're working together. You know, the example I brought up with the bus turning and the pedestrian access, you know, understanding that, you know, our motivation isn't to sever all parking, those two parking lots to the east, where had an easement been available 2 weeks sooner, We Energies might be out of our way, and we might be already building that frontage road between 97th and 95th to that first parking lot. And I'm staring at winter weather, and this is, it's my job to deliver, and I've got to navigate all these minefields. But
I have one follow-up, Madam Chair, and that is, is T. Whaley in the, I don't need to have him come up, but I see Mr. Tyler, and I see economic development here. I don't need to get answers, but I guess I want to make a plea, because I've talked with various parties, obviously been very involved with DOT, DNR, and ATC, but there are a lot of easements. I know ATC is talking about easements with Milwaukee County, too. This is all very time-sensitive. There's been tremendous cooperation, and necessarily so. I mean, all the infrastructures had to go in before they can widen these areas here. So I'm not negotiating here, okay, but I just want to see things get done in a timely fashion. I know there are, as we're talking about with the DOT, I know at ATC, there's a lot of complicating factors. A lot of people aren't happy with a lot of things that are going on. Obviously, they're sort of disrupted, but look at the lane closures, they're keeping lanes open. But my plea is, Mr. Tyler in the room too, is that you sit down very soon. And I know we got to get this done. I want a fair price for Milwaukee County, but you know, I know with Ronald McDonald, stuff like that, I thought we were asking was maybe a little bit too much. Let's get to the middle and get these things done. They need the easements. I mean, whether we agree with everything, they need the easements, and maybe we work on the monies after we get the easements done. Does that make sense to everybody that I'm saying? We don't need to slow the process up over money disagreements. You know, they want this, we want to get this. Let's get to the middle on these things. This is too important and too big a project to be stalled down now and, you know, picking on what kind of monies everybody's getting. I mean, I think there's been a lot of cooperation. The DOT of necessity has put a lot of money into this because we got major disruptions. And I think we've done a good job getting
right,
it.
Well,
so,
but that's let's see if there's a response.
Okay.
And then we have Supervisor Mayo. I know we have Alan Markovitz representing us on this. Do we not? I don't know if you want to make any comments about the questions of Supervisor Schmidt.
Yeah, at this time we're not prepared for a full up, down, or breakdown on that. Meetings are happening on a weekly or biweekly basis. The way that land is separated in Milwaukee County, our department does not control where all the easements are going. So maybe we could take it offline and work with you directly, Supervisor, to give you an update on where things are. And if the committee deems it appropriate, we could bring back a more full report.
Supervisor Mayo.
I think I was going to say that because all the easement out there is not owned by ED. Some of them you have to do a got one on here. Make excess land. You got to go through the right committees. And also, please get what we deserve. Get the money, then the easement. You don't go backwards. So make sure you have your deal. Work it hard. Research Park, the county grounds, is for all the residents of Milwaukee County, not one particular area. Wauwatosa is earning a lot of money off of it, but I'd be glad when we get our taxes, because most people who work in the Research Park do not live in Tulsa. They migrate there and come and live everywhere else. So let's make sure that we get our fair share, make sure we be good partners and good stewards with the state of Wisconsin, have worked with us very hard, mm-hmm. and continue to be a good partner. And that's the way I look at it.
All right. I think we've gotten that message out. Thank you very much for coming in and updating this committee. We'll continue to watch this. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 3.